Unit 3, Lesson 12, Peace Building. Listening. Listen to the following talk and choose the best answer to each question. Peace Building, Achieving Positive Peace. What does peace mean to you? Many of us will answer, peace means no war. However, if you were in another country, you might answer differently. If you were in a dangerous place, peace might mean going outside without fear. If you were in poverty, peace might mean having enough food. Peace holds a different meaning for each of us. Although everyone agrees that peace is important, the definition becomes difficult when considered at the individual level. Johann Galtung, the father of peace studies, distinguished between positive and negative peace. While negative peace is the absence of direct violence, such as war or killing, positive peace is the absence of violence in all its forms, including social inequality. Let's look at Japan as an example. While negative peace has been achieved as there has been no war for 75 years, positive peace has not been realized as there are still many social issues to deal with, such as income and gender inequality, as well as issues to do with historical reconciliation. What can we do to promote positive peace? One of the things that we can do is to empathize with others. Our convenient lifestyle is supported by people in developing countries. For example, the chocolate you had today might have been made by some of the 152 million children in child labor around the world. If all of us were aware that our everyday lives are connected to issues in other parts of the world, then there would be a way to positive peace. Question 1. What does peace mean to most people in Japan? A. No war. B. Smiles. C. Getting enough food. D. Going outside without fear. Question 2. Who is Johann Galtung? A. The father of economics. B. The father of evolution. C. The father of peace studies. D. The father of physics. Question 3. How can we promote positive peace? A. By eating more chocolate. B. By empathizing with others. C. By giving chocolate to a child. D. By going to a convenience store.